is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Is it a big deal for parents to have happy hours during their kids' sporting events? It's been all over the news lately, and I don't think this is anything new. I think we see this, you know, every spring season, but it's interesting how divided people are on it, Raven. So you hear like a lot of stories of like the baseball games, the soccer games, where parents are drinking on the field. They're on the sidelines. They're sitting down. They've got a cocktail in their hand. And some schools are saying it's a big problem and they want to tell parents, stop it. Stop drinking at your kids' games. Other districts are saying, no problem here. We don't see anything. Everything's cool.
Well, I mean, I think other things happen at games, right? So if you have an accident that happens after the game, all right, or if you have people being belligerent and they're getting into arguments or fights or they're berating the umps or the refs or whatever, you have to look at it and say, well, what are the things that we can eliminate to go ahead and get rid of this problem? If people are, you know, getting loose and they're drinking and they're getting liquored up, as people tend to get a little bit more mouthy when they're doing that, that's an issue. On the other hand, this is where you and the parents are gathered, right? This is where the kids are. And with regularity, you're going to be out there. Hopefully, the weather's nice. I mean, on that hand, I don't see a problem with it. So.
I mean, I see a lot of parents that they're out on the fields for 6-7 hours on a Saturday or a Sunday because they have all the kids' different games. So is that their way to kind of hang out? For me, I got to be honest, I don't drink at games ever, and the reason why is because I'm so emotionally involved in the game.
You know that you could go over the top, right?
I'm like, you know what? It's better I just sit here and shut my mouth. Hayden already gets mad when I get too loud on the sidelines. Nobody needs me to have a wine spritzer in me when I decide that I'm going to open my mouth.
But you have that inner control, or at least the thought pattern of knowing, you know, I know myself, what could happen, right? And so you demonstrate that control. Plenty of other adults don't demonstrate that control, and we all have seen those adults.
But take those parents out. Like, take the belligerent parents out. Because does one rule apply to everybody? Because there's plenty of parents.
Yes, that's why it's called a rule.
Right. But there's not really a rule in a lot of places. You know, it's obviously suggested you shouldn't drink at your kid's game. But take that out, and you take the person that just sits down, and they're having one cocktail watching their kid's game. They don't make a sound. They're well-behaved. Should they also be part of the rule where you don't drink at your kids' games?
Well, right now, what you're doing is you're debating fair or not fair. I mean, that's life, right? I mean, that's every law that's out there in America. If it doesn't bother you, why should it apply to you?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think about this?
I think it depends on the age of the kids. You know, it depends on the atmosphere of the game. I don't think a 5-year-old soccer game is appropriate to be out there 9 a.m. guzzling the beers, but you know, high school football game, you have a beer, I think it's appropriate.
High schoolers, they've seen people drunk on television before, Anna, so they know what those wild creatures are.
I will say, Dakota plays soccer on Saturday mornings at 10:30. If I saw the parents rolling in there with a cooler of Coors Light, I'd be like, no, that seems a little odd. You know? It's a little early for a drink, then.
On the other hand, you know, when they just don't listen to the directions, right? And everybody's running in a different direction.
It's already chaos.
I mean, it's already chaos.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Right?
Maybe you need a drink.
Maybe that's the best spot for it, you know? I don't know.
What do you think about this? 1-800-330-9999. Is a big deal if parents have happy hour at their kids' sporting events? All over the news lately, and certainly nothing new, is parents that are drinking at their kids' youth games. And there's a lot of controversy about whether it's okay and not a big deal, or whether it's absolutely terrible and should be prohibited. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven.
I think 100% it's all right. Because, one, you're at the game. And, two, you are paying attention to your kids and socializing. Rather than sitting there like 90% of the parents, I umpire high school ball and college ball, and most of the parents sit there and stare at their phone the entire game.
Is the parent that is belligerent and arguing balls and strikes with you better when they're drinking or worse?
I've had a grandma that sat there drinking her iced tea the whole game, be 10 times worse than the dad sitting there having a couple beers.
Interesting. Right.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you. From an umpire's point of view.
Yeah.
And Riv, what do you think? Drinking at games, cool, not cool? What's the deal?
I don't think it's cool, only for the fact that if your guys are drinking at the games, who's driving the kids home?
Yeah, and you know what? And if you're the kid whose parent is a little bit loose of the lip at the game, too, is that embarrassing? When does that become a problem, too?
You keep assuming, though, that everybody gets loud the minute they have a drink. That's not it. I've been on a lot of fields. It's not like that.
Okay, but I'm going to assume that 50% of people get loud when they drink because I've encountered a lot of people having drinks in my life.
I don't know. I think that's an anomaly. I think that that's the minority in the situation. I think the bigger issue is it just plain wrong?
And Raven, what do you think? Drinking at kids' games, what's your thoughts?
So I have to chime in because I coach girls softball, and I had an incident where parents were so drunk at a travel game that the next morning they couldn't get their kids to the game, and we had to forfeit.
I mean, but that's got to be an anomaly.
No, but the fact is that if it happens once, Anna, it will happen again. So that's why you need rules, right?
It did. We had to ban it, put it in our contract that you cannot have alcohol or any open containers at any of your kids' events.
You know what? I mean, at the very least, honestly, there should be a breathalyzer set up, right? Before people leave, yes, that way. No, I'm not saying prosecuting people. What I'm saying is like, you know, they have a breathalyzer set up so you know whether or not you can drive, right? I mean, it creates a lot of danger. You guys are laughing at me like I'm saying something crazy.
Like the director of the league wants to add that to their list of things to do.
I'm just saying.
Now I have to breathalyze the parents.
I mean, the school, the field, somebody, anybody. You know, I don't know.
Oh, God. Coach, you want to do that? You want to be in charge of that?
All right. Well, you guys remember I said
I'll leave that to the school. No.
All right.
Tanda and Raven, what do you think about this?
I think it's absolutely ridiculous that they would drink at a game. First of all, follow the rules. Second of all, you're drinking at a game and then you're driving after it.
Thank you very much. Breathalyzer in the parking lot. Here we go.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.